Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Ty Winfelt, he's the CEO of Hometown Health, for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to Nevada Newsmakers, Ty Winfelt. He is CEO of Hometown Health. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Great. Nice to be here. Thank you.
And give us the elevator pitch of exactly what Hometown Health is so that we can start this discussion.
So Hometown Health is what we call an insurance company, but it's part of Renown Health. Renown Health is an integrated delivery network that provides, you know, as we most know, Renown for the hospitals, physician offices, a number of other clinical services. We also offer an insurance plan, which is Hometown Health. Hometown Health's been in business for 30 years, started back in 1988, and today we offer a number of products and services for individuals all the way up through large employer groups, as well as Medicare. We have a Medicare Advantage product for individuals who have Medicare.
So let me ask you this. There's lots of discussion within the industry, and I was listening to the CEO of Kaiser Permanente, who was talking about within the industry, there's a lot of discussion on how to make healthcare more affordable, lots of different ways to do this, but it's not necessarily getting through to the politicians that there are better ways to do things. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think that that's true. In the industry, there are a number of initiatives underway about everyone trying to make healthcare more affordable. I think we've finally come to a tipping point where we realize this is unsustainable. You know, when you look at how much we're spending in the United States today, you know, a little over 18% of the GDP is an astronomical figure.
You know? More than most people are paying for their mortgages.
And oftentimes we have individuals that we cover that their insurance premium is more than their house payment. And that's just unsustainable. You know, when you think about, you know, about $11,000 per individual in the US today that we're spending. And so we know we can do better. A lot better. So what's great news about that is the industry itself is really behind that, and you'll read, you know, all kinds of different things throughout the literature about value-based and, you know, taking care of patients, and that is something that we at Hometown Health are fully supportive of. you know, yesterday it was more of insurance was just reactionary. You know, you covered people, you waited till they get sick, and when they get sick, you provide access to doctors or hospitals or services, and you just were reactionary. Today, we're moving much more into the value-based system where we're looking at how do we keep you from getting sick, and how do we take care of you on a preventative side, and what do we do to help you stay out of the doctor if you don't need to go there and have a more higher quality of life. But then when you do get sick, how do we maximize that process? Yesterday, we would just send individuals, you know, go to the doctor, go to the hospital, and they felt like they were kind of lost in the maze of healthcare, whereas today we're looking at new models to where we can kind of walk you through that process and make sure that you're getting the highest quality at the lowest cost available.
In a way, did Obamacare help this in the sense that before people were getting their insurance, they were, you know, paying their premiums, they were getting the services. Now they have so many choices, and at the same time, though, they have higher deductibles, they have all kinds of additional costs, and they're asking a lot more questions. Am I not correct?
They are asking a lot more questions. You know, I would say Obamacare helped us in the sense that we got more individuals enrolled, so we now have a less number of uninsured. However, we also have more individuals that are enrolled in plans that are unaffordable. And so a lot of individuals have these high deductible health plans where, you know, they have $5,000 or $10,000 out-of-pocket cost. So you have both issues. One, it's hard for me to afford to pay my premium on a monthly basis. And then when I do go use the plan, you know, I have a $5,000 deductible, which is unaffordable for many people. And so that is why we're looking at mechanisms from the preventative side. Like, what can we do so that you don't have to spend that $5,000 and making sure you're getting all of your preventative visits and your wellness checks and your well care visits? And how do we become more proactive before you get sick?
Do you think that without these changes, the insurance industry was on the verge of collapse just because of the cost, that businesses were looking at these huge increases year over year, and then, as you say, the individuals who weren't looking at those kind of deductibles before were suddenly going, you know, I'm not going to have this operation because I don't have $5,000 and I can't go into bankruptcy to pay for this.
You know, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know if the healthcare industry was on verge of collapse. I mean
the insurance industry, the insurance more than the healthcare industry.
Yeah. I mean, it was certainly in a situation that was not sustainable, as I said before. One of the bigger challenges that we have is part of the reason why we have premiums that are so expensive is that we often have to also cover for the individuals who have nothing, who don't have insurance, and so the cost that we pay to hospitals, for example, is a lot higher than the cost that it is for that hospital to provide that care, but that hospital has to pass on some of their costs to the insurance industry. And so I think what would have happened is those costs would have continued to rise a lot higher than they even are today, and that would have potentially put the industry into a significant hardship.
I remember interviewing somebody with the predecessor now when it was Washoe Medical Center, who was the head of the hospital at that time, and I was asking, because it seemed that there was always a situation where doctors were saying, we're not making money, hospitals were saying, we're not making money, insurance companies were saying, we're not making any money, and yet the costs were increasing and increasing. And I said, you know, why is the cost of healthcare so great? And she said, Americans are paying for the healthcare that they want, that they desire, as comparison with other countries. Do you think that that's still the case, or has there been an awakening amongst the American population that maybe we're just paying too much for this?
I think that there is still a little bit of both, but I do think there has been a significant awakening as those premiums continue to go up and as more individuals had to participate in paying them out of their pocket. Now that we see there's such a panic in the industry, if you will, for what that cost is, I do think that the industry is taking note of that, and the individuals are saying, you know, enough. You know, I'm paying a lot of money, and why can't you do better for this? And so I think for the first time, you know, I've been in this business for quite a long time, about 23 years, and I would say this is the first time in my career where I've actually really seen the industry take hold of that and try to do something differently rather than just say we need to do something differently.
Do you think that that employees of companies that provide health insurance were, for the most part, over the years, unaware of the actual cost of that insurance, because they might have been paying 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month for their insurance, but the companies were paying far greater amounts to be able to cover them.
I think they still are, for the most part. A lot of individuals that are unaware, everything from when you go to the pharmacy and you pick up a medication and you pay, you know, $20 for that medication, you don't realize that that's actually $700 or $7,000. When you go to the doctor, you know, you pay your $20 or $50 copay, you don't realize that there's actually hundreds of dollars. And then when you pay your premium, you see your paycheck and you say, well, you know, I'm paying this much out of my paycheck. A lot of individuals don't realize what the employer really is paying for that. And when you talk to a lot of the employers, you know, the premiums are one of the highest things that they pay aside from salaries. You know, especially when you look in the medium-sized employers, we'll see a lot of our clients that will tell us, you know, salaries is my number one expense, health insurance is my number two expense.
Amazing. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more on this topic after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ty Winfelt. He's the CEO of Hometown Health, an insurance company connected to the renowned organization. You know, obviously the insurance industry is very well aware of what's going on. The medical industry is very well aware of what's going on. Has this reached the level where politicians understand what's going on? Because we've had this period, you know, from the beginning of Obamacare until now, where it's just been a giant political battle between Democrats and Republicans. And I remember interviewing Senator Reid when he was still in office and talking to him about the potential solutions to Obamacare, because obviously any major program like that that's rolled out is going to have issues that need to be fixed. He said, you know, we know what the problems are, or we could fix them, but, you know, we're not able to get it done across the aisle. Are we at the point where politicians are understanding that there need to be changes at the federal level to make this work?
I think we are at the point where the politicians understand the changes need to be made, and I think we'll actually see more changes starting to happen, more than just talking about them.
Because of the divided government we're heading into?
Yes, and I think that the changes that we saw through this last election will start setting that course, both at the state level and then at the federal level. And I think it's good. I think it's good to have, you know, dialogue and conversation around what is needed to be changed. I don't know if I would agree 100% that we know what the problems are, because if we knew what the problems are, I think it would be easier for us to fix. I think we have a lot
of
ideas.
All right, so let's start with, you know, the cost. I mean, cost versus services. You know, it's interesting, we talk, and I'm not laying the blame at your feet, I'm just talking in general here. But I mean, you know, we talk about the United States having the best healthcare in the world, And yet, when we look at other countries, I don't see a huge difference. If you go to a primary care doctor's office, you're going to be sitting there for 3 or 4 hours unless they have an appointment system that you can actually hook into. You're going to be sitting in a room full of people who are sick, and you have the potential to get sicker than you are. I'm not seeing where, you know, that's a vast improvement over what's happening in Britain or Canada or any of these other countries.
I think it's a great point. I don't know that we do have the best healthcare in the United States in the world when the standpoint of access and getting in and waiting and the cost associated with it. You look at things like quality, life expectancy, a number of those factors. We do have some amazing medicine in the United States, but we also have amazing medicine in other parts of the world as well. You know, one of the things that we have to figure out as a country is, you know, where do we spend the money and what's the right place to spend it, right? So if we're spending, you know, 18% of our GDP today, that's enough money to take care of everybody in this country. And so how do we do it better? And what is the ways that we can find opportunities for higher quality and lower cost? And so I think those will be the discussions more at the political level. It's like, how do we do this better and where can we find mechanisms to help control some of the costs? And it'll be interesting to see whether or not there's more regulation, and you know, there's pros and cons to people saying regulation. One of the areas that I think is interesting for Hometown Health, last year was a interesting year for us, where the first time in history, our number one expense for where we spend the premium dollar was on pharmaceuticals. For the first time in the history of our health plan, and I think the history of any others, pharmaceutical came to be the number one expense. It was always hospitalization. That was your biggest expense prior to that. You know, you get sick, you go into the hospital, inpatient hospitalization, surgeries, things of that nature were number one. Now, Hometown Health spending most of the more money on pharmacy than anything else.
Do you see the power of big pharma being diminished in any way at the federal level, to where Medicare, for example, can negotiate prices for medicines, to where we can see, if that doesn't occur, that drug importation, and it's not reimportation because drugs are manufactured all over the world.
Right.
There's very little medicine that's manufactured in the United States, so this whole idea of reimporting drugs is ridiculous. And, you know, there are thousands of Canadian pharmacies and other pharmacies around the world that we could be doing business with, and in some cases, like myself, you know, if there's a particularly expensive drug, then I'm looking to Canada and saying, you know, what kind of deal can you offer me? Mm-hmm. And by reputable pharmacies, it's not like there's a bunch of guys on the corner selling Nexium. Yeah. These are reputable pharmacies, and they don't even bother advertising. You know, Nevada at one point had a registry of Canadian pharmacies that we made it legal for you to be able to buy your medicines from. That kind of went away, and I talked to one of the pharmacists in Canada, and I said, why are you guys not advertising in Nevada now that we have this availability? We don't need it. We've got plenty of business.
Yeah.
So you know, do you see the potential for more importation of drugs if we can't control it in this country, or is big pharma just too powerful?
I think there'll be more potential for us to regulate it. I think at some point we're going to see regulation take effect. You have regulation in almost every other impact within the healthcare delivery system. Hospitals are regulated, you know, physician offices are regulated, insurance companies were regulated on how much money we can make. Part of Obamacare said you can only make so much money, and if you make more than that, you have to give it back to the individuals. There are only a couple areas within the healthcare delivery system that still are not regulated, and pharma is one of those. And I think over the last couple of years, where you've seen these examples of significant increase in
like
cost.
Like insulin, for example.
Insulin, you know, all kinds of different examples out there, and you see individuals testifying, you know, at the Capitol about why our medications are so expensive, and yet you see them selling them in other parts of the world, you know, for pennies on the dollar, what they sell them here for. I think that the regulators...
Do you think the excuse is bogus, though, which is that we're paying for the research and these other countries have price control, so they don't pay for the research?
I think we are paying for the research, but then we're also paying for the net income, and how much net income should that be? And that'll be the big discussion, you know, when you come to being regulated. The federal government had no problem regulating insurance companies and said, here's how much money you can make, period. I think you'll see some more of that take effect with pharma.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural, or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue this conversation with Ty Winfelt. He is the CEO of Hometown Health. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the sign-ups because people have to do this before the end of the year. So what are we signing up for and what's the deadlines?
So we have a couple different deadlines that we're working with. We, for Medicare Advantage, if any individual who has Medicare and they want to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, that sign-up actually closed on last Friday, December 7th. There are still some opportunities for individuals who may have not made the right decision in their mind or to change their mind. There's some opportunities for them to reevaluate that choice, and we always encourage individuals to, you know, either call Hometown Health or call their insurance broker and ask those questions. We also have a big deadline. Part of the Affordable Care Act mandated that everybody have insurance, and so now individuals who purchase insurance, they have until December 15th. So they have to make their selection, and open enrollment closes on December 15th.
All right, so is that individual mandate still in effect with this new administration?
It is, yeah. It's still in effect that you have to enroll or you pay the tax associated with that. So if you don't if you're not being afforded benefits through your employer, then you have an opportunity to go through the healthcare exchange or buy individual insurance on the open market. And if you choose to buy the individual insurance on your own, you have until December 15th.
And I would encourage people that can afford it, who are looking for an Advantage program of one kind or another, to go to a broker, because these people understand what the heck is going on. Talk to your friends and find out who they recommend that they trust. And I think that people will be very happy to be able to have somebody explain it to them.
Absolutely.
It's pretty darn complicated. I just went through this myself a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you don't understand
it's very complicated, and you definitely want to sit down with somebody who understands it and can answer all your questions.
And they have big, big monitors, so they can put all the different plans on the screen and you can actually read them.
It's overwhelming.
There's been some changes now with this current administration, the Trump administration, with employers. Small groups being able to get health insurance. So we've seen the Reno-Sparks Chamber of Commerce offering plans, the Las Vegas Metro Chamber is offering plans, and they're offering them, you know, all over the state. What are your thoughts on this, and where do you think it's heading?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there is some opportunity for association health plans to be developed, and what that really affords small employers to do is to participate in a large employer market. And really what that means is, part of the Affordable Care Act, there are some individual taxes and fees that insurance companies have to pay to the federal government on the small group side that we don't pay for on a large group side. And so this Trump administration regulation allowed us to basically create a large group association so we can remove those fees and penalties, or not penalties, I'm sorry, but taxes out and allow small groups to participate. So there is some significant savings, and there are a number of different associations available. Hometown Health, we have an association with the Builders Association of Northern Nevada,
right,
as well as the Better Business Bureau Association. There are chamber associations that are available, and I think you'll see even more associations continue to be developed because this is a great opportunity for employers to small employers to see a little bit of savings in their monthly premiums,
and the employees will also save along the way because of that.
Well, the premium to the employer goes down, and you know, most employers pay a portion of the premium and then they pass on, you know, a portion to the employee, and so yes, that the total cost of care will be less for the premium, so that will get passed on.
Do you see this continuing to spread? These kind of groups?
I think it will. You know, I pause because it's still brand new.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because, for example, in the state of Nevada, 20-odd years ago, workers' comp was a state-run organization. They made it private, and suddenly there was all kinds of competition, and costs went down dramatically. And so workers' comp is a whole different animal than it was 20-odd years ago. So do you think that we're going to see insurance being the same way, with businesses being able to look at competing plans?
I do. I think we're going to continue to see a number of individual organizations being creative and how we can do this. And I think that this will continue forward. Whether or not it's within the association plan, it's still brand new, so we won't be able to really have an understanding. But based on everything that I see today, I think the association plans will be here to stay.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Very informative discussion.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, anytime. And we'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the shows free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also go to YouTube and subscribe to us now there. We'll see you on the next broadcast.